KJ's Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on a Thursday morning. Be safe out there. Again, lots of closings and cancellations. We'll be getting to those in just a few moments. But joining us, exciting. We've been talking about her being on with us all morning long. She's coming to the Clare County Fair in Harrison, Monday, July 25th. Kelsey Ballerini. Good morning, Kelsey.
Well, hey. Good morning, guys.
Now, Kelsey, where are you right now?
I am in Indianapolis.
Oh.
I just pulled up in my bus, so I haven't even been outside yet. But you know what? I think it might be snowy here as well.
It probably is. So now you got a little touch of what we've got going on here. But now you're on tour right now. Is this the next stop for you at Indy?
Yeah, actually, this is the first stop of the Billy Currington tour. So it's my first show with him tonight. I'm really excited about that.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your career. You know what? I hate to say the word overnight sensation because nobody ever is, but you really are on the fast track. Your career has just been like a lightning bolt.
Yeah, you know, the last year and a half it's been really, really quick. And gosh, you know, just to be able to put out two singles, songs that I wrote, songs that I thought were fun that I believed in, and have them, you know, do what they've done and go to number one, both of them. It's a huge deal, and it's honestly the biggest gift you could ever have as a new songwriter and as a new artist, to have your songs heard that way. It's a big gift.
Now, let me ask you, which is more important to you, the fact that your songs were accepted as a songwriter or as a singer? Or does it matter?
I think it's both for me, because
yeah.
I mean, I love writing songs. I really do. And to be able to have written my whole record and every single that I've gotten to put out so far, I think it's just a different kind of joy when it hits number one or when it becomes successful, because you know that it's your words and, you know, your melodies and your heart that people are resonating with. And that's special.
Yeah. Now, where do you draw your inspiration from writing? Is it in your personal life? I mean, you're only 22 years old, but does your personal life, is that where most of your music ideas come from?
Yeah, totally. You know, when I put out my record, I was like, I want this album to capture me from 12 to 22.
Yeah.
So I wanted it to be like, you know, the emotions of a 12 to 22 year old girl. And so, yeah, for me, I just wanted to write about my life and the things that I knew. That way it was honest to me. And that way I could, you know, stand on stage and sing things that made sense to me.
Yeah, that does make sense. So yeah, you connect with an audience, but your audience is bigger than just, you know, you would think that your audience would be that teenager or young group. But
yeah.
You really have connected with just about every age group, haven't you?
It's so cool to see. Yeah, I was really anxious to see kind of where my songs resonated, and it's been great to see like moms bring their daughters and moms come out to me afterwards and be like, man, your song, you know, whatever, Stilettos, like really hit me tonight. And like that's a really good feeling to know that like me at 21 wrote a song that resonated with, you know, a mom at however old. And I think that's just the power of music.
It is. It really is. And your music is powerful. You know, I'm a mid-50s man, and I like your music. So that says a lot, you know, about what the message is in the music, for sure. Now, you're coming to the Clare County Fair Monday, July 25th. The doors will open at 6. The show starts at 7. You're kind of kicking off the fair, and it should be a great night. I know we're looking forward to kind of a, I would imagine, high-energy show from you.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like, you know, every time we add more to our show or whatever, I'm still introducing myself. So my goal with the show is like to do, you know, a 45-hour, however long set. And by the end of it, I walk off stage and people are like, man, I feel like we're friends. Like, I feel like we're buds. I feel like I know her. And so, you know, I play cover songs that I'm inspired by, that I love. I play the singles. I play songs off my record and mashups. And I just try to get people to have fun and then feel like they know me.
Boy, there you go. Exactly. Now, what's next for you? You're out on tour right now with Billy Currington, but
in
terms of music, what are we looking for? More off of that first album? Or are you working on a second album?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm going to release my favorite song off the album. I've been waiting to release this next song. It's called Peter Pan, and it comes to y'all soon. I mean, I think here in a few weeks. I'm not sure the actual date, but it's the one that I've been waiting on. So I'm really excited about that. And then as far as touring, I go to Australia this weekend. What? That's cool. I'm excited.
Wow, Australia, man! Now, travel time's going to be long for you. Are you ready for that kind of a trip?
I feel like I'm just going to pull an all-nighter before I go, and then that way I just sleep on the plane the whole time.
Sleep on the plane. Now that's really opened some doors for you. You know, how many people get to say they're going to Australia? Now you get to be kind of a world traveler.
I know. I get to go explore. It's really cool. I've heard that there's a like huge country music community over there, so it'll be cool to kind of check that out.
There really is. You're right about that. Well, you've got a huge country community here who loves your music. You're coming to the Clare County Fair in Harrison. You're coming to Northern Michigan. We are looking forward to the show July 25th, and that's going to be at the Clare County Fair in Harrison. Kelsey, I know you're busy. I'm glad we could spend some time with you, and I'll look forward to seeing
you
at the concert. And best of luck. Safe travels to you, and have a great show tonight in Indianapolis.
Thank you so much. I'll see you there.